and welcome to Sellers and Makers Podcast, a place artisans can come together in community, brought to you by Everything Embroidery Market. I'm your host, Hope Dale, and
Christina Schulman, and today we are so excited to speak with Miss Karina from Bella Blue Designs. If you don't mind, we're going to have Miss Karina explain her business, tell you a little bit about herself.
I'm with Bella Blue Embroidery. I've been around since dirt, not really, but I've been around for a long time. I've been digitizing and embroidery since I was a freshman in college. I had Viking embroidery machine literally thrown at me at the quilt shop that I worked at. And he said, you need to learn this machine backwards and forwards, which also includes digitizing embroidery and teaching customers and teaching beginning embroidery people. So I've been at this for a while. I taught for quite a while. I'm a self-learned, self-taught, that's the word I want to look for, digitizer. I began before they had YouTube tutorials or lovely classes everywhere. I was that person who taught the beginning classes. And like, again, I'm self-taught. And I, to this day, I still have that same philosophy of being self-taught.
So I love that. I think that a lot of people in our industry are that. It's something that they... something piques their interest, right? Whether it's they want to make something for their family or their friends, or they see something that is really beautiful when they're shopping and they're like, hey, I could do that. And I love that idea of being able to teach yourself and start something from the ground up. Now, you said that you've been doing digitizing for a really long time. Now, where is your business today? Is it strictly digitizing? Do you do anything else other than that?
Besides digitizing, I still stitch for not just my family, but I stitch for customers. I also have added sublimation to my lovely entire small studio. And as well as sublimation, I have this wonderful thing called a Brother Scan and Cut. You know, it's a vinyl machine. And I'm embarrassed to say that I've owned it for 4 years and I finally started using it this year.
Okay, so what are you doing with your Scan and Cut?
I have been playing with my Scan and Cut. I basically just do things for the family till I get, you know, the hang of it. But it will actually read PES applique designs and will cut my fabric. That is on my list to do in January to see how it actually works. But I have done a few things, but I've got one here. How about that?
Show me what you got. Let's see. Your machine.
Oh,
that's awesome.
That is cool.
I was very proud of myself. As you can tell, it's got a beautiful place in my studio, which is in a box on the floor.
So you guys can't see what she showed us, but she just put a really cool shirt. She held up a shirt and it's got a really pretty, did you use vinyl? Is that what it was?
It is vinyl. It's called Hologram Fuchsia Sparkle.
Yeah. So it's got a really cool shimmer to it and it's very pretty. I like it.
Yes. I've been playing with sublimation a lot lately where I can actually take embroidery designs that I have created, save them as a PNG or a vector file, and then print them out and press them on shirts, my mugs, anything.
Awesome. So are you selling those designs that you're making? So like as a print file too? I know you sell the embroidery designs.
I sell some of my sublimation files. You know, all of a sudden it's Thanksgiving 2021. And my goal to do that was July 2021. So I have to push things forward and make it on my list for January 2022. That sounds so scary. But I have a list of things and list of goals that I'm going to do.
Yes. And I feel like for everyone, this year has just kind of flown by. It's been a whole bunch of hurry up and figure it out and keep going. And you just got to roll with it. So I think you got to give yourself a little grace and then let's jump in for next year, right?
Yes. I mean, if you can't roll with the punches, then this is not the field for you. You just got to be able to roll and run and pick yourself up and keep on going and reinventing yourself.
Yeah, so I think that is a really good thing to talk about. I think, I don't even remember where I heard it, but someone told me a long time, you either evolve or you die. And I feel like in life, that's the case. But certainly in this business, that's the case. Like, you can't just sit, because one thing, trends change, equipment changes, programs change, and then your customer changes too, right? And so you kind of just have to just constantly be making it better. It doesn't have to be perfect, right?
Right.
But there's
right.
always room for improvement.
Yeah, this year was a big evolve and change for me in my business. I've always done applique designs. I've always done kid stuff.
Yes.
I mean, it's always been the same old, same old. And I got bored. I'm like, okay, what can I do? What can I do that's different? I mean, if I'm bored with myself, then I'm sure customers are bored with me. So then I invented the Scribble.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I sit there and I giggle. I'm like my 8-year-old daughter. I giggle because I am so excited. When I see it stitch out, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I mean, and so to me, by making myself evolve and changing what I do to something that's more fun, I'm just constantly doing that. I mean, I'll still do the occasional applique designs, but I'm much happier staying in my lane right now of the Scribble.
Okay, so explain what a Scribble is to someone who may have never stitched it or seen one, because I think it's very unique.
Now, most people know what the fill design is. A fill design is a dense stitch. I mean, there is no space in between them. And then it evolved with Jazzy Zebra, who did the sketchy stitches, which is a little more open.
Right.
Well, mine is even a step further than that. It looks like a watercolor. It looks like you've taken a paintbrush and you just started painting with thread on canvas. So it's very open, very whimsical, it doesn't make any sense, but when it stitches out, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Right. And you say between the space between them, you mean between the stitches. And
yes.
It's not a zigzag. They're like straight lines, right?
Yes. There's like open space. So right. There could be 3 or 4 millimeters in between line A to line B. So they're much more open. So if you're like looking at a canvas, if you can picture a picture on canvas where you take the paintbrush and you do just one line and it's, the brush widens out, that's kind of like what Scribble is. It's just a widening out of stitch lines, not of the stitch length itself, but the stitch design, like it opens up. Like if you take your hand and open up, that's like a Scribble.
Right, right. No, and sense. I think that's a good description of it. And not only is it cool because it looks awesome, it's different than what you see, I guess, I want to say normally, but traditionally it's different, but it's also a moneymaker for a lot of people that use it to sell because it's a quick stitch, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And when you're trying to, you know, turn out a whole bunch of different shirts or whatever it is that you're stitching, you can get that on and off your machine super quick and then have a pretty beautiful design that someone's going to be excited about. So
yes, I even have some in the hoop designs from start to finish. It's like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and we're talking like in the hoop eyeglass cases, 10 minutes. That was tested on a home machine. So that's not tested on my big boys that I have in the corner. That's a home machine.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that is kind of a little bit of a gold nugget for someone who's maybe either starting out or wanting to add something new to their shop. You know, like, I'm going to turn a corner a little bit. Right now, everyone's looking for or thinking probably about their Black Friday deals that they're going to be offering for their shop. And something like that could be that for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This will probably air after Black Friday, but just if you're needing something different, I think that's, you hit your mark there.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you mentioned that this is new for you. How long have you been in business on your own. So I know you've been in the industry for quite a long time, but how long have you been the boss?
Well, I was the boss for a while. For 12 years, and then I got a divorce. So I went back to school and got my master's degree in marketing. And then after that, I worked for corporate America for 5 years. And I sat in business for myself for a while. I have to say I've learned, I've evolved. I learned to go with the flow. Customers are always different. Customers are not always right.
Yeah. Yes. So I want to talk about that too, because as a business owner, we want to please. And yes. I was proud of you. I saw the other day that you posted that you stood up for yourself. And I think that that's a huge thing. I know you personally, and I know that your heart is always in the right place. And if someone is kind to you, you want to be kind and do what you can to be helpful or whatever it is. But when someone comes at you, you have to stand your ground, right? With kindness still, but.
Yes. I mean, you are also a small business. You pretty much are a one person business. I am. And, you know, we are not available 24/7. We do have to eat. We have to sleep. We have to take care of our kids. I mean, we have weekends. I mean, I would love to see my family on weekends. And when customers start demanding that I give up my family time because they need a design right now, you know what? I got angry. Mm-hmm. I got angry that somebody did not appreciate my business hours, which I've posted. And I just said, you know what? You're not the customer for me. And just like retail stores or restaurants, I can say, sorry, no service. And for the first time in my 20 some odd years, I canceled an order, refunded her, and told her to KMA. And I have never done that before.
Well, I mean, but I know that probably ate you up leading up to that. But I imagine you, after you made that decision, you were like, okay, right? Maybe a little freeing.
It was freeing. And I decided that customers don't dictate when I work. I mean, especially at night, I mean, and I do answer customers. If I'm on my computer at midnight, I will answer. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's because it's my choosing, not because a customer is demanding me to.
Right.
You know, I'm saying, I'm sorry, I'm not ignoring you. I'm getting ready. You know, I'm out with my family. And a lot of people understand that. A lot of people are like, no problems. Family's first. But, you know, you get the few every now and then.
Just well, like, especially in this industry, I mean, it seems like a lot of women that have started careers in this industry have done it because they want to be with their family and raise their children. And so I feel like a lot of women and men understand that, but then there's always the few that don't.
Yes. Yes. That don't get it. And I mean, you learn from it, you smile. You pat yourself on the back because you're like, you know what? If I don't stand up for myself, who's going to? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'd like to set the example for other people that are like me, small business owners, digitizers, to say, hey, we have a life too. And I'm really sorry that you waited until last minute and you need to embroider it today. It's because it's an emergency on your part. It's not one on mine.
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, I'm right there with you. I have fired a customer before. I hate to say that, but that's what it is. I fired her. A couple, actually, there's been three in my career that I literally had to, I was losing sleep. I was making myself sick because I couldn't make these people happy. And I tried and I tried and I tried. And then at the end of it, it didn't work, you know, I couldn't make them happy. And so I had to just step back, set a boundary and say, you know what? And that's what I said to them was I'm trying, I have tried and I listed what I've done over however long it was to try to make them happy. It doesn't seem that I'm being successful. So we're going to part ways. And, you know, obviously I still think about it, but I don't regret that decision. So stand up for yourself.
Yeah, stand up for yourself, because you make your decisions and you have to live with it. So if you can sleep at night, then we're doing good.
Absolutely. I agree with that. So with that being said, that's one of the not favorite parts of your business. What is one of your favorite parts of owning your own business?
My mother was an artist. I lost my mother when I was 16, and I have 3 pictures that she drew. She could sit down with a pencil, pen, chalk, whatever, and blow out these most amazing designs. Now my older daughter has inherited that beautiful ability. My stick figures look like, yeah, whatever. But 3 years ago, I took my mother's drawing that was of baby Jesus in a manger with an angel, with 2 angels. And I digitized that. I turned it from paper to life. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited. And I stood in front of my machine and I cried as it was stitching out. I absolutely just cried because I felt that I was doing something that was amazing and taking the love of what my mother drew and turned it into a design for other people to cherish.
Yes.
But it took me a year to release it to the public because I just wasn't ready. But that, and also taking handwriting, somebody will send me a recipe from 1967 of their grandmother's or their great grandmother's handwriting on a recipe. I turn that into an embroidery design. Those things like that are so much fun for me. And I love to see the end result. And I love that I love that I make people cry, but I love that it's such heartfelt for them, for the people that receive them.
Cry in a good way. Yes.
Cry in a good way. Yes.
Yes.
So that's the most fun and satisfying for me. I like make people cry. No.
And you're good at it.
No. Yeah, I'm good at it. I
think that's your purpose, right? You are good at that. And I feel like from the year or so that I've known you, I can feel your empathy, your energy.
I just took a women's certificate leadership class with the college that I graduated from. And I had to take a leadership test. Okay, so, you know, I thought I was pretty empathetic. Well, according to the test that I took, I am not empathetic at all. I'm the biggest witch in the world.
Maybe that's not the right word. You care about the people that you care about, and I feel like you care about them deeply, right? Maybe if it's just a total stranger, maybe it's not that same connection, but I feel like if you're my friend, you're my friend. Like you're yes. In it for life kind of thing. Very loyal.
Yes, I'm very loyal. And if you're my friend, I will help do whatever I can to help you. But as my husband says, once they cross you, you're done.
Yes.
And that's it. That is it. And you know, and that's true. That's very true. I mean, I'm in it to win it. I'm in it to be your friend. I'm in it to be as helpful. I mean, I've got some great friends that are digitizers, and you know what? I give them ideas all the time. And in my world, it's not, I don't see it as competitive. Other people like me or other people that are digitizers are very competitive. But I look at it as there's room for everybody, and I am willing to help you. I mean, I've helped some of my competitors with designs. Heck, I've even digitized for some of my competitors. So I guess I'm competing against myself on that realm.
But you're right. While the niche is small, it's also big enough for everybody because yes. We're all different.
Yes. Everybody has a different style.
a different style. And actually, we've talked about this already a little bit on the show, but I truly believe that it's community over competition, and everybody has a spot, and there's no reason to be nasty about it.
Right. You know. And you know, whenever people on Facebook, they're like, oh, who's the greatest digitizer? And I see the same people over and over again. And I'm like, you know what? And I started posting all of the small digitizers, because there's a lot of, I'm not going to name any names, but in any big time digitizers, I mean, everybody knows them.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Hug Longer Designs by Baby Moon. You've got Ilya Jaxford Designs, Amazing Grace. I mean, you've got all these little people that are just as good as the big name people.
Yeah.
I like to push them, which is odd for a digitizer to push other digitizers.
But that shows the character. Like I was telling you, you are loyal to your core. And that is why I respect you so much. And I do know that, you know, we've talked a little bit already on the podcast, how I got to meet you was through Everything Embroidery Market and I guess Appliqué Getaway. And we've also mentioned that on the show too, even though they are technically my competitor, right? But I think that a rising tide raises all ships, and we can all come together. And I am proud to be a part of a community that a lot of us feel that way.
So. I mean, yes. I mean, you two are different entities. You're in different locations, but you all have the same common goal, is to get people to get into the embroidery world, sublimation world, vinyl world, show them new people in different areas. You know, you've got fabric. I mean, you bring them in. I mean, each area is different. I mean, I'm a Yankee. I'm from the North. And when I come South, I have to remember, oh, pretty things like flowers and monograms and things like that. That up here, if it's not football, forget about it. So, you know, I have to stop and think, who am I going to be this week?
Yeah.
Which if I'm coming down South, which, you know, I enjoy pretty flowers. And so I always get a kick about doing things when I come down to your neck of the woods.
Yes.
I always tell my husband I was never much of a Yankee, but that's probably that's a lie, because I definitely am.
I love it. I love it so much.
I didn't even think about that, really, like that would be the North and South, like what we like down here and what y'all like up. I didn't even think it would really be. I mean, I know the trends are different, you know, they go around, but I didn't even think about that part. And that's really,
I wore a monogram sweatshirt to the grocery store. Let me tell you, I got the strangest looks.
I was going to say, what's wrong with that? I'm pretty sure I wore one yesterday morning when I went.
Yeah. No, here in Texas, it's like, hey, I love your sweat. Ooh, I love that monogram. I'm going to show you.
Everything I have is monogram for the most part, or has initials on it of some sort. Like this has my kids on it. Everything.
Nope. Here it says some kind of sports team. I mean, literally everybody wears some kind of sports team, college, high school, NFL. I mean, that's or hunting. I got to put hunting in there. Everything's got a deer on it.
We got that too.
We like the football in Texas too. And my husband definitely loves the hunting. I'm not as big a hunter, but
some Ole Miss stuff.
A little bit earlier, you talked about the Brother Scan and Cut being one of your favorite products. Do you have any others that you just can't do your business without?
Do my business without? Well, besides my two honking Medusa and Lachlan over here, my two 15 needle embroidery machines.
What kind?
What?
I said, tell everyone what kind you got. What you got?
My baby is a Pantograms, which is a version of my big boy, which is a Toyota, which they are both brother and sister to Tajima, just bought out by a different company. My Toyota is 20 years old, and knock on wood, only broken once.
Workhorse.
It's a workhorse. I actually can embroider car mats on that baby.
Oh, wow.
So it's my favorite machine in the world. And the thing that I cannot live without, I absolutely cannot live without, and I stress this in every single class that I teach on embroidery. And unfortunately, my daughter has stolen it at the moment, but chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks. I cannot live without my chopsticks. Why is that?
I know. Not
because you have not seen me post that I got my finger run over by my embroidery machine, have you?
Mm-hmm. I've done it. And that's the only reason I know about the chopsticks, because after I did it, I was like, okay, I'm not doing that again. And I'm Googling and I'm asking everyone I know, and you're smart. I was chopsticks. Not.
Yes, chopsticks. I actually gave them away 1 year as our gift bag, or our, what do you call the swag bags?
Yes.
I gave away chopsticks. So when they came to class, they're like, what's the deal with the chopsticks? And so when I told them the deal of the chopsticks, people were like, oh, yeah. So that's my second favorite item.
You were their favorite person after that, because I bet at least half those people had got it, went right through that finger.
Mm-hmm. My two sisters actually just both bought embroidery machines. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, next time you go to the Chinese restaurant, take home some chopsticks. They're like, why? I'm like, just take them home. And so when she's like, all right, I got these home, what do I do with them? I'm like, when you want to push down your fabric for applique, use your chopsticks and not your finger. And she's like, oh, because I almost ran over my finger last night.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So are they going to be joining you on your business, or are they starting their own?
Oh, no, they do. One of them is a nurse and she does it for blankets for her little infant patients.
Yeah. Oh.
So she does it for fun. The other one just does it because it's fun. And now people have asking her to embroider on hats. And she has messaged me with pictures. How do I do this? And I just laugh. Like, how? So they told me I had to make some YouTube videos for them so they could always refer back to the helps instead of calling me up and FaceTiming three ways.
Yes. Yes.
It's always fun conversations.
Well, you'll have to send us your YouTube link once you get that up, and we'll blast that.
Have to be online.
2022, next year. Okay.
2022. Yes, next year. Yes. So, but I did cut myself some slack for next year. I dropped a section of my business.
Okay.
Which is I'm no longer doing craft shows.
Okay. Because you do a lot, right?
And this year, the people are still afraid because of COVID and they don't want to spend any money. And all of our gifts are where? Out there in the ocean right now. So people are not realizing that. But when you sit all day and you make $60, I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. So I cut myself some slack. I'm only going to be doing the Santa shops for the schools. Where, you know, every gift has to be $5 and under. I'd rather do that.
I'm thinking that is going to be a good thing for you. I think you're going to get through it and you're going to be like, oh, not feel the stress and the anxiety of getting ready for everything. Because I feel like I'm seeing you at them very regularly, like several this month, right? You've done.
That's I did two this month with my daughter's birthday party in the middle.
Oof. Man.
Just a lot.
Yes.
It's time to breathe.
Like, oh, time to breathe. But now that I've dropped that, now I'm going to throw ideas in your ear.
Okay. Well, show me. Tell me. Tell me later.
Tell you later. Because I got to finish these other three things for you. Got all the designs done. I just got to stitch them.
Yes. Well, I have more. Whatever you want. You tell me.
You should just tell me here, do something.
Okay. I can do that too. Okay. So question here is, I guess not really a question, but if you could tell us your top three tips that you would want your customers to hear, whether it's business, craft related, personal, whatever, what would they be?
Number one, chopsticks. I will always say number one, chopsticks. Number two, never be afraid to stand up for yourself when it's your business. Don't let customers dictate to you what they are going to pay you and how long, or I should say, when they are going to receive it. Yes. You are in control of your business. You make the rules. You make the prices. I always tell everybody, if you're going to sell to the public, I never turn on my machine for less than $10. Why is that? Because between electricity, interfacing, hooping time, time to get the stuff off the machine, it's worth $10 minimum. So never cut yourself short.
Thank you guys so much for listening to us chat with Miss Karina with Bella Blue. If you get a moment, please stop by her website at bellablueembroidery.com. That is BellaBlueEmbroidery. So Bella Blue is BLEU embroidery.com. You're going to check out her wonderful, fun designs and follow her along her journey. Hopefully we'll see some more of her sublimation prints available on there soon, and join us at EEM Connect and we'll get to talking, get to learning.